I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with Midwifery Business Consultation, and I have Amanda Wilesley here with me. She has two companies that I'll let her kind of talk about the evolving transition. She is the birth worker expert for bookkeeping. She's just a wealth of knowledge. I've learned so much. I've been fortunate to connect with her a few months ago. So good to see you again, Amanda.
Hi, Leslie. How are you today?
I'm doing so well. Thank you for asking. I was gonna say, I'm probably a little colder than you are, being in Arkansas versus Michigan.
Yes, I think so. We had some snow over the weekend, but it's cleared out and it's like 50 today. So
yeah, I'll join that any day of the week. It's like 20 and snow and yeah. So Amanda, tell us a little bit about yourself. I'm so fortunate. Casey Messmer from Messmer Marketing just forwarded me your information. And I'm a huge fan of connecting with new practices, especially ones that understand midwives, ones that really support the business side and the entrepreneurial spirit and just those things. Because I'm finding in time, it's so hard to get those unique resources. So I've been very fortunate to find you, and I'll keep you plenty busy. Tell everybody about your story and your professional background.
Sure. Well, I heard the term midwife when I was 11 and was immediately just enthralled and interested and started reading everything I could. And so when I was old enough, I connected with a local midwife and I worked with her. She had a home birth practice for 6 years before I started having my own children. And I used her for all of my births and have had the gamut of experiences myself with home birth. And I love pregnancy. I love birth. And I love the people who serve in that community. And right now it's not a good season for me to be actively involved in a birth scene, because we all know, some of those babies and births can take 3 days. And I have young children at home that I don't have other child care for 3 days worth of birth and all the other just those unexpected things that go along with midwifery and birth. So so that's kind of where I come from as far as just loving birth and being passionate about all of you who serve. Just grateful.
So how about the side with the bookkeeping? I know that's a really unique niche to have this amazing support. So you went from being a birth assistant to being now a mama. Like, how did you transition into bookkeeping?
I have looked for a long time for something that I could do from home. And so I was introduced to bookkeeping in 2019 and just started studying and taking courses and learning everything I could. And so I launched my business late in 2019. And here we are now, and I'm branching out from my original bookkeeping business was Abundant Life Bookkeeping. And but it still was just in my heart to serve the birth community. And because that's where I could spend all day talking to birth workers and I understand, hey, if somebody has to cancel an appointment because they're at a birth or they've been up all night, I'm flexible and I can reschedule maybe for an evening or a weekend or work around those unpredictable hours. So I'm excited to be able to do that.
So with your new bookkeeping, bookkeeping for birth professionals, which I think is an amazing name, what is your goal? Because I know you said you want to transition to birth workers. Like, what is your goal as far as serving? Is there a certain area or is there a certain mission? Like, tell us a little bit about you and your goals with practice expansion.
Sure. Well, years ago, my husband and I owned a business and it wasn't related to birth. But we owned a business and we did not do our bookkeeping. Once a year, tax time rolled around and we pulled our stuff together for tax time. And we did not realize until it was too late that our business was failing and we weren't making the profit that we needed to. And my husband had to go back to corporate America. And so now I'm also passionate about businesses knowing the health of their business. They know where they're at financially. And they can make the best decisions for their business. And so I'm just melding those two together, I guess.
Well, and as far as you brought up a good point, I think so many, the mindset is, well, we'll just ignore it. We'll ignore it. And we'll do accounting once a year. Even a lot of accountants, they do more of an auditing and input versus, I'm a huge advocate of an accountant that you meet with at least quarterly, biannually, to be able to regularly do tax strategies. And I think it's just as important with the bookkeeping side. You want to know month to month, you want to know on site, where are you trending? Are you making extra money? Let's get proactive in diversifying those funds so you don't pay a ton in taxes and get blindsided. So yeah, if you want to talk a little bit more about bookkeeping versus the accountant and the benefits of having someone like you on the team. Yeah.
Sure. You know, there are CPAs who offer bookkeeping services, and I'm sure some of them are great at it. Others are just, well, like you mentioned, once a year, they're pulling books together for tax purposes. And it's kind of funny to think that there's a difference between bookkeeping for taxes and bookkeeping for tracking the health of your business. And so my goal is to be able to show my clients the reports of how their business is doing, and they can compare those month to month. You know, hey, I didn't realize that I spent so much, you know, this month on advertising compared to the last 2 months. Just those other unexpected things that come up.
Well, I think it's so important wise
that you can compare and say, are there ways that we can change that and do better?
Yeah. And I agree, because I think midwives are so busy, and if they're using the credit card or they're buying supplies, they're not really seeing the trends. They're not really seeing the big picture. Like, I hear so many times from midwives and birth workers, I worked my butt off and it says on paper I made this amount, but I don't see that in my bank account. And it comes down to accurate bookkeeping and seeing the trends and having a budget from the beginning. Like, 10% is going to go towards marketing. Okay, I'm using too much. You can on the spot make adjustments versus it's 6 months to a year and now it's too late. Or the other direction, you made way too much money. And if you would have known ahead of time, you could have strategized differently of where you could put it versus giving it to the government. So, I mean, I think it's a both directions.
Yes.
So when they're hiring
definitely.
You. Yeah. Go ahead a minute.
You mentioned kind of the difference between a CPA and a bookkeeper. And I was just going to say, it's kind of like the difference between doctors and nurses. You know, I don't offer tax prep, or I don't file taxes. I don't offer tax planning. I'm happy to leave that to a tax expert. We all know kind of what role the nurses play in just the day-to-day care. So when you have the once a year or the, hey, we're going to make a plan for the year for your finances, then that's the role of the CPA.
I've learned it from you was the bookkeeper is, like you said, the nurse, they're seeing the ins and outs of your practice regularly. They're inputting the data in the computer, the lab results, the information, and then your tax accountant. I mean, they're to the doctor. You don't want to pay an hourly rate for an accountant to do that. Yeah. You don't want them to analyze and input your numbers.
No.
So you want a team. I think it's really important to have a bookkeeper and an accountant on your team. And understanding the differences of what they serve.
Definitely. And it's good to have both eyes on, you know, two separate eyes on things. There's just more chance of catching things where, you know, tax preparers are busy when tax time comes, and they're not always watching for all the little things that I'm kind of watching for every month, you know?
Yeah. Well, and that's where I talk about like creating your own business team. It's, you want to create your own mastermind team. Like, I'm a huge advocate of financial planners. Your financial planner will work hand in hand with your bookkeeper and your accountant. You want all these people on your team to have different expertise, different perspectives. And my goal is to connect with these amazing resources that understand midwives, understand doulas, understand birth workers, because we have a very different field. When you're hiring a marketer and they don't understand, or you're hiring a bookkeeper and they're like, what is this supply? What is this? Like, that's not comforting to our unique skills and our talents. And you may be able to point things out like, hey, did you know you bought this bulb syringe like 3 months ago? Maybe you should find that box somewhere.
Yeah. Exactly.
So with being a bookkeeper, I mean, this is my innocence coming out. How did the state license work? Like, I know as an accountant, they have to get a license in each state. How does it work as a bookkeeper? Is there certain areas you're focusing on? Can you do the whole country?
Actually, there are no licensing requirements for bookkeepers state to state. So I can serve anyone in the United States. And I mean, you just want to, obviously, you want to make sure that your bookkeeper knows what they're doing. So, you know, if you're going to talk to a bookkeeper, you know, find out about their training or, you know, see if they have some
testimonials. I was going to say, you and I are thinking the same way. Like, what common other questions would you have them ask just to know they're going to pay X amount? Like, what's the price range in the country to think's reasonable for a bookkeeper?
Yeah. Well, I mean, a going trend that I'm seeing right now is about $299 a month for just tracking your income, your expenses. You have a monthly meeting, whether that's, you know, virtual or my services, I send a video where we go over your reports and you can see, hey, how is this comparing to, you know, last month or last year, depending on what your needs are. You know, we're going to make sure that all of those income and expenses are categorized where they need to be. So that when tax time does come around, or like I said, if you're needing to compare your expenses, you know that, hey, that didn't get categorized to something. Or a lot of times people who are, say they're using QuickBooks and they're not really familiar with it, they might book, say somebody paid for something with PayPal, they might book that money coming into their account as a transfer. But if PayPal isn't actually connected to QuickBooks, you don't want to categorize that as a transfer. It can kind of goof with your books. And so what that needs to be categorized is whatever income or expense that, you know, is coming through PayPal. So there's just a lot of nuances there that not everybody knows to look for. And you can miss your books.
And I think I've seen it the other direction. Midwives are so hardworking and they're so ambitious. The attitude of, I'll just do it myself. I'll just do it myself. I'll market myself. I will do my accounting myself. I will go on legal Zoom and I will get my legal contracts, which, you know, sometimes is good. If you have a background in marketing, if you have a background in bookkeeping, it makes sense to add it. But I always try to reinforce, think about being a business owner versus sole proprietor, because there's only so many hours in the day. If it takes you 10 hours to do something that an expert's going to take 30 minutes, was that time worth it? I've had too many midwives over the last month and a half that their biggest headaches are insurance reimbursement and accounting. They think they're doing all the books themselves right, or they didn't quite hire the right person. And it's a nightmare. And you don't want to be audited by the government. You don't want to. I mean, I'm seeing the hours and the stress and the headache because things weren't set up right from the beginning. Mm-hmm. So no, there's a huge value in having these, your services, having it a great an accountant, a planner, marketer, all these people on your team and having it part of your budget from the beginning. I think that's why I'm so passionate about midwifery business consultation, because I want a strong foundation for our midwifery, birth center, doulas, all the birth workers. There's so many things that burn people out and make these successful new practices just not sustainable long-term. What other things have you noticed, common questions or common mistakes people make with bookkeeping, or things they come to you with problems and could have been nice to catch sooner, like some examples of that?
Okay, so one example that I've dealt with this week is my client knew how to enter an invoice in QuickBooks. My specialty is QuickBooks Online. That is what I use in my practice. And so they knew how to enter an invoice, which I'm going to let everyone know now, if they are not familiar with, QuickBooks Online is not HIPAA compliant. So please don't put your clients in QuickBooks. You should be invoicing through whatever midwifery management.
Good to know.
I'm trying to think of some of the different names right now.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of times it's your EMR
invoice through that.
Yeah, yeah. Use your electronic medical record system that's HIPAA compliant, or if you're old school and you do paper and you print it out. But yeah, I think it's good to remind people, like emails and some of these things that are not HIPAA compliant, even though they're easy, we have to be careful of protecting. You don't want to get in trouble with the government and the HIPAA and the tax side. No,
no, definitely. Yeah. But okay, so invoices were being entered and they were posting payments, but the payments weren't being connected to the deposit when the deposit was made. And so what that ended up doing in their books was making it look like they were making a lot more money than they were, and they had to pay taxes on more because it looked like their income was higher. So,
yeah, and then you look at your bank account and you're like, okay, something's not calculating. What's double dipping? And now you got to pay taxes to the government.
Exactly.
They think you are making this money.
Yes, yes. And then people feel helpless to fix that. You know, once you get so far in, you're just like, they don't know where to even start to fix the mess, you know?
So what are some other things you notice, like when midwives come to you, common questions or just some suggestion tips of, okay, this is the point in your practice where you really should look. Should they look at day one for a bookkeeper? Is there a certain volume or income level that makes sense to look into a bookkeeper?
You know, I think that might be hard for me to answer because each of us values things a little differently, right? And so one person might be super ready right away to offboard that. They don't care. They don't care how much they're making yet. They just know that that's not something they want to deal with. And I think that's good to recognize, you know, if we have weak areas, just be ready to find a solution for that right away. Other than that, you know, if you're, I would say if you're making 50,000 or more a year, you should be talking to a bookkeeper, or at least, you know, there are bookkeepers who offer some quarterly services. Maybe if you're not quite, quite up to the need for a monthly, but at least you're kind of staying on top of books a little better that way.
And I think it's more the transactions. If you're cashing a one-time global rate for a home birth, that's simpler to keep track of versus your insurance, you're in network, you've got co-pays, you've got claims coming in and out. Like, I think it's a combination of the revenue and how many transactions your practice is doing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so those things aren't, you know, if we're not putting invoicing in QuickBooks, what we are tracking is kind of where the income is coming from. So if you're accepting insurance payments, you know, we're gonna make sure that we're making an entry each month to just note, hey, this is how much you got from this insurance company. This is how much you got from this insurance company. This is how much cash, just so you can kind of see between the two systems where your money's coming from.
Yeah. And I think it just helps have an outside objective for trends. And like you said, real time, I mean, the power of running a business, especially our goal is everybody's going to get so successful, so busy. You want to just have someone to go to once a month. You're sending them your receipts. They're keeping track of everything there. You just have a monthly meeting to tell you the trends and tell you the big picture So I think it's amazing that we can all get midwives.
Or maybe to say, hey, what about, or to catch, you know, we have the occasional bank mistake, or even another common error that I see is that people don't reconcile. And that means you need to be all those transactions that are coming in, you know, QuickBooks connects to your bank. And so those transactions come directly into QuickBooks and you can categorize them from there. And yet every month, those transactions need to be compared to the bank statement, and that's called reconciling. And you go down that bank statement and you make sure that every transaction is in QuickBooks. And so sometimes maybe something happened with the bank feed and a transaction got duplicated, or it didn't make it into your QuickBooks at all. And so if you're not reconciling, you're not catching those things.
Well, and then it just takes off. How many hours? If it's the end of the year and you're now like, I don't remember what I bought 9 months ago. I don't remember, like, you're going to spend so many more hours digging. I mean, it's just like charting. I stressed to midwives. I was like, okay, yes. If you charted something 3 months ago, you're not going to be nearly as good as if you do it the next day or real time. Like, you have to, just for your sanity.
Oh, yeah.
Things get mistakes and you want to be more accurate, you want to be real time, you want to be on top of your books for your practice. There's no doubt about that. So Amanda, how would they get a hold of you? Like, if they're interested in asking questions or just getting some more of your resources, how can they connect with you?
Sure. Well, my website is birthkeeping.com. Bookkeeping for birth professionals. And then my phone number is 479-222-0812. So feel free to reach out to me through my website. Or if you give me a call, we can set up an appointment on our calendars just to chat about your business needs and tailor packages for birth workers so that it's tailored to what they need in their business right now.
Yeah, I love that it can be customizable, because not every practice, depending on if you're well established or the needs. So it's great that just like midwifery care, you can customize it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Amanda. And I look forward to our long-term continued relationship. I know you're going to be plenty busy. That's the one thing I found by doing research the last few months is midwives and doulas and birth workers are like, I need a resource for this. I need a resource for this. And I would say an accountant and a bookkeeper are a very common request. So yeah, I haven't found too many amazing people that understand midwives and personally have had home births with them. So yes, you're going to be able to understand well.
Aww. Thanks, Leslie.
You're welcome. Well, we'll talk to you later. Have a great rest of your day, Amanda.
You too. Bye.